LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. Joining me today, Sarah Timon. She's the Partnership Development Coordinator of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome to LANYAP, Sarah.
Thank you.
So glad to have you this morning. You guys are really gearing up for back to school with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Tell me about what's going on.
We are. This is the busiest part of the year for us with school starting back up, and we're doing a huge push right now for mentors. Of course, we're looking for mentors throughout the year, but as the school starts, we're going to get more children referred into our program, so we need more mentors right now.
And what do those mentors, what do those people look like? What are they, how are they made up?
Anybody can be a mentor, really. It's really fun and easy. You have to be 18 years or older. You can have no prior felony convictions. You have to have a sincere desire to work with a child and have a commitment to spend time with them, because it is a time commitment. We have our school-based program, which is 1 hour a week, and you go into the school and meet with the child at their school. And we also have a community-based program, which is when you can actually pick up the child at their house and take them out into the community. So that program has a little bit more freedom because you can do different activities, but you definitely have to have time and the commitment to work with the child.
So as busy as most people I know are, I know that the in-school program sounds easy if you're looking at 1 hour a week, and that's scheduled within a day that you have some flexibility?
Yes, it's completely based on your schedule. Most of the teachers, they'll give us a list about 3 or 4 different times throughout the week that a mentor can come. And you pick one day at a certain time that works for you and works for the little schedule, and then you go the same time, same day every week. So it's real easy to fit into your schedule. Sometimes you can even go in and meet for lunch if you have extra time on your lunch break. And lots of our mentors are just anybody. We have lots of college students. You know, they have lots of flexible schedules.
Right.
We have some retired, older people. Mm-hmm. And we have some people who do work full-time jobs. And we have people who don't work. So it's definitely based on your schedule.
So what kind of things do bigs and littles do together?
Pretty much anything that the big and the little like to do together, they can do together. At our schools, we have activity carts, which are big Rubbermaid boxes, and they have we have games like Scrabble, Guess Who, Connect Four, Yahtzee. We have a basketball, football, art supplies, craft supplies, and you can do any of those activities that we provide, or you can go to the library, you can read, you can work on homework, and in community-based, you can pretty much do anything because you have that freedom to take your little out into the community. Some of our matches go to different sporting events here on campus.
Okay.
Some of our bigs, I've seen actually one of our community-based matches, they had been matched during the week, and on Saturday they were here at a basketball game, so it was kind of cool to see. And the little was so excited, and he recognized me from the office, and he kept looking back, and you could just tell he was so happy to be at a college basketball game with his big brother. So anything that the big and little like to do together is what they do.
Thank you for so volunteers do what? Somebody's listening to this and says, you know, I need to be doing something like this. So how do I get involved?
They can call our office at 323-9034. They can visit the Wellsprings website, which is wellspringalliance.org, or they can go to our Facebook page and become a fan. On there, we list all of our mentor orientations. So an orientation is the first step. It's mandatory and it's free, but it's really informative, and that's when you can really figure out if the program is right for you.
So what happens at one of those orientation sessions?
Well, we talk about the different programs, school-based and community-based. We also have a program that works specifically with children who have incarcerated parents. And you just find out more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We go through a sexual abuse prevention and detection training. And, you know, you can get lots of your answers, questions answered then. And it's 2 hours. There's 3 offered every month.
Okay. So pretty reasonable to be able to. And the next one would be coming up how soon?
It is going to be on the 25th.
Okay, I didn't mean to catch you off guard.
I know, I think about that. It's Tuesday the 25th from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay. What are some of the overarching, the big picture goals of Big Brothers, Big Sisters? What do you guys do?
The main bulk of our program is mentoring, spending that one-on-one time with a child. And when you do that, you start to see results. You start to see positive results when you work with the child. The children in our program come out, and I have our 2008-2009 statistics that 59% of the mentor students demonstrated improved classroom participation, classroom preparedness, and behavior in their attitude.
It's almost two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. 70% of the mentor students demonstrated an improvement in their core academic subjects, which we know those are important with the LEAP tests. And those core academics stay with you all the way through college.
Right.
So, you know, that those are very important. And 84% of the mentored students demonstrated improved self-confidence, which helps in every aspect of their life. When the children feel better about themselves and they're feeling great, they're going to apply that to their schoolwork. They're going to apply that to their relationships with their peers and their adults and to any extracurricular activities that they do.
And I imagine they take that home to their families, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you were looking at... you said you also had some research on that Big Brothers Big Sisters had followed kids who had been little brothers or little sisters in the past and followed them and did the research to see what they achieved as they grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was, I thought it was pretty startling research.
Yeah. They call them alumni. So alumni were 75% more likely than non-alumni to have received a four-year college degree.
And that's huge.
It is.
I mean, that's a really big deal.
Mm-hmm. And they've also, those alumni who received a college degree have current household incomes of $75,000 or more. So that contributes a lot back to their community and back to the economy.
So when you're looking at 1 hour a week investment mm-hmm. that an adult made in a child's life could make that much of a difference later on.
Mm-hmm. And these children, well, now that they're adults, the alumni, they are also more engaged in their community. And according to the statistics, that over the past 12 months, they have been in a volunteer leadership role in an organization. So they're also giving back, and it's coming to a full circle because they had received something, and now they're giving back to their community.
They got something from a volunteer, and then now as adults, they're volunteering as well.
Yes.
That's really neat.
It is.
So somebody, again, who's hearing, I'm talking with Sarah Timon. She's the Partnership Development Coordinator for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northeast Louisiana. The back-to-school mentoring opportunities going on right now, you said that next training opportunity on the 25th?
Yes, on the 25th.
And if somebody else just wants some more information, how do they get that?
They can call us at 323-9034. Go to the Wellsprings website, which is wellspringalliance.org, or check us out on Facebook.
Well, thank you so much. Sarah Timon's a Partnership Development Coordinator for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Louisiana. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And I'm Jay Curtis with Lanyap.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.